Now, the rest of the story. Sally had a beau. Tall, good-looking gentleman who lived and breathed, it seemed, for her alone. Together they were magic, apart they corresponded. Yet from such correspondence, it is obvious that the young man was more in love with her than she with him. For, you see, there was an obstacle to Sally's affection. She was married. And this is the rest of the story. Sally's husband was often away on business. And it was on those occasions that she was frequently visited by a secret admirer. The secret was, of course, his adoration. Their relationship as friendship was known to all, including Sally's unsuspecting spouse. The two men were friends, in fact. Anyway, when it became clear that Sally either would not or could not leave her husband for this other man, he, Sally's secret suitor, sought elsewhere. And what he found in Sally's stead was a short, fast, barely literate woman with a disproportionately large nose and a bank book to match. What he found was a rich widow. And they were married. And Sally became a sweet memory. And that would have been that had the love letter not been discovered and published in the newspapers. A love letter to Sally from her secret admirer. It was written before he had married the rich widow. And it mentioned the rich widow in rather deprecating terms, by the way. The letter naturally poured forth the young man's love for dear Sally in language which was embarrassing both for its ardor and its clumsiness. Quote, "The hours at present are melancholy full," end quote. Yet nothing compared to the public dismay when that love note made the New York Herald. Cries of forgery rang from far and near. Impossible, was it not, that so respected a citizen had tried to steal a married woman and to deceive a wealthy one for her money, and all at the same time, so unimaginable it was that somebody rushed another love letter into print, presumably written by the same author, and yet to the wife that he surely adored, his own wife. But that letter, the one that might have exonerated a respected name, turned out to be the forgery. And the letter to Sally proved authentic. And it exists in its original form, at this moment, preserved in the Harvard College Library as a document of historical significance. For the love note to Sally Fairfax, that was her name, Sally Fairfax. The love note to Sally was not made public until March 30 of 1877. That would have been more than 100 years after it was written. And yet so deified had its author by then become that at first no one would even believe. Even when the letter was authenticated and published, no one dared believe that once upon a time there was a tall, good-looking gentleman who loved more than anything that which he could not have, and settled instead for what now appears to have been a lie, but then strode onto the pages of our nation's history as the father of our country, George Washington. Now you know the rest of the story.